The jeep burst through the line of palm trees along the east road and came out into a narrower service road leading toward the jungle river. It was hot in this area of the park, the jungle close and fetid around them. Muldoon was fiddling with a computer monitor in the jeep, which now showed a map of the resort with overlaid grid lines. "They found him up on remote video," he said. "Sector 1104 is just ahead." Farther up the road, Gennaro saw a concrete barrier, and the jeep parked alongside it. "He must have taken the wrong turn off," Muldoon said. "The little bastard." "What did he take?" Gennaro asked. "Wu says 15 embryos. Know what that's worth?" Gennaro shook his head. "Somewhere between 2 and 10 million, Muldoon said. He shook his head. "Big stakes." As they came closer, Gennaro saw the body lying beside the car. The body was indistinct and green. But then green shapes scattered away as the jeep pulled to a stop. "Compis," Muldoon said. "The compis found him." A dozen Procompsognathids, delicate little predators no larger than ducks, stood at the edge of the jungle, chittering excitedly as the men climbed out of the car. Dennis Nedry lay on his back, the chubby boyish face now red and bloated. Flies buzzed around the gaping mouth and thick tongue. His body was mangled, the intestines torn open, one leg chewed through. Gennaro turned away quickly to look at the little compies which squatted on their hind legs a short distance away and watched the men curiously. The little dinosaurs had five-fingered hands, he noticed. They wiped their faces and chins, giving them an eerily human quality, which, "I'll be damned," Muldoon said. "Wasn't the compies?" "What?" Muldoon was shaking his head. "See these blotches? On his shirt and face? Smell that sweet smell like old dried vomit?" Gennaro rolled his eyes. He smelled it. "That's Dillo saliva," Muldoon said. "Spit from the Dilophosaurs. You see the damage on the corneas, all that redness? In the eyes, it's painful, but not fatal. You've got about 2 hours to wash it out with the antivenin. We keep it all around the park, just in case. Not that it mattered to this bastard. They blinded him, then ripped him down the middle. Not a nice way to go. Maybe there's justice in the world after all." The Procompsognathid squeaked and hopped up and down as Muldoon opened the back door and took out gray metal tubing in a stainless steel case. "It's all still there," he said. He handed two dark cylinders to Gennaro. "What are these?" Gennaro said. "Just what they look like," Muldoon said. "Rockets." As Gennaro backed away, he said, "Watch it. You don't want to step in something." Gennaro stepped carefully over Nedry's body. Muldoon carried the tubing to the other jeep and placed it in the back. He climbed behind the wheel. "Let's go."
"What about him?"
Gennaro said, pointing to the body.
"What about him?" Muldoon said. "We've got things to do."
He put the car in gear. Looking back, Gennaro saw the compies resume their feeding. One jumped up and squatted on Nedry's open mouth as it nibbled the flesh of his nose.